All right, take your Bible, if you would, please, and turn to the book of Psalms. The book of Psalms this morning. We're going to look at the 100th Psalm today for a few moments this morning as we think about Thanksgiving. A lot of times during these special times, the Lord presses upon our hearts to look at some different scripture, and there are certainly several different places in the Word of God that talks about giving thanks or thanksgiving. We know the Bible teaches us, the Bible says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And that's a little bit difficult sometimes to understand that in everything give thanks. There's things that happen in our life that we don't necessarily like and we don't understand. But yet, in all of that today, if you know Christ, there's something to be thankful for. And so this morning, as the Lord impressed upon our heart this 100th Psalm, and to imagine, of course, these are actually songs that the Jews would sing. And many of these Psalms would be songs that they would sing at different times and different celebrations and different circumstances within certainly their lives. And I want to look at the 100th Psalm this morning, and the title or the thought that I want to leave with you this morning, or feel like the Holy Spirit has impressed upon my heart from this particular psalm, and it's a great psalm. It's a psalm of praise, and again, so much to be thankful for. But here is the thought that I want to leave with you this morning. I may not be able to address it all today. If not, then we may finish addressing it tonight. There's so many wonderful things within the context of this great psalm, but it's simply this: the Thanksgiving test. The Thanksgiving test. And most of us, we don't like tests, and I'm probably one of those people. But I want us to consider the word Thanksgiving. And I want us to take a little test here this morning, looking at this particular psalm, and to truly consider our lives. Are we truly being thankful unto the one that we should be thankful to? Not just one day a year. Now, I understand the celebration and thank God for America and the founding of America and all the struggles and the hardships for people to come, the pilgrims to come to America and establish America and all the wonderful things that God has blessed us with. And certainly as we think about celebrating, we think about that. But I want us to think about scripturally today, and certainly again the Thanksgiving test. Let's look at this wonderful psalm here this morning, and I'll make a few comments and try to get right on into the message today. But let's just take a Thanksgiving test here this morning and see how we measure up here today. Probably all of us, if we'd be honest, is as we search our hearts today, we could probably be more thankful. I truly believe that, and we want to look at this psalm in the light of that here this morning. You found your place, the precious Word of God, say amen. I'm going to ask you to stand this morning out of the reverence of the reading of the precious Word of God, if you're able to stand, and if you're not, that's okay. The 100th Psalm this morning, verse number 1, notice what the Bible says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Look at verse number 2. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Verse 4 says, Enter into His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Verse 5, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord add His richest blessings to the reading of the precious Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we bow in Your presence once again today, Lord, to thank You, Father, for another day on this side of eternity. Thank You for Your love and Your grace and Your mercy. Thank You for the privilege, Lord, that we have again today to be able to come to Your house and worship you in spirit and in truth. And Lord, I could go home right now saying it's been good to be in the house of God. Thank you for the teaching of your word. Thank you this morning for the wonderful singing, reminding us of, Lord, so many blessings, Lord, that you have blessed us with. Thank you for the good testimonies, Lord, the one that's already come. Lord, to the altar this morning, Father, we just thank you for all that you've done. Now, Lord, we thank you for your precious word. I pray now as your servant for just a few moments this morning. God, I pray that you'd anoint these lips of clay. Lord, I pray that you would help me, Father, as I stand in this place this morning, that, Lord, we would speak some things from the word of God that would encourage us and strengthen us, and that it also would challenge us. For truly today, Father, your people ought to be the most thankful people on the face of the earth. But I do pray also today if there's someone here and, Lord, they've never trusted you as their Savior, Lord, even today that they would realize that, Father, the greatest gift that any individual could ever receive is the wonderful gift of salvation. Lord, how it's already been bought and paid for, Lord, all we have to do is receive it. I pray, Lord, that you'll bless our time now together around the Word of God. Help each of us to search our own hearts and, Lord, take this Thanksgiving test from your word this morning that, Lord, we all might be thankful, not, Lord, only one day or one season, but, Lord, each and every day, Lord, that we be thankful certainly unto you. We love you. We thank you. We praise you. And it's in Jesus' name we do pray. And all God's people said, amen. You may be seated. Thank you for standing out of the reverence of the reading of the precious word of God. For a few moments this morning from this very psalm, again, I want to consider the thought on the Thanksgiving test. When you and I hear the word Thanksgiving, what are the first thoughts that come to our minds? When we hear the word Thanksgiving, again, what is the first thoughts that come to our minds? Now, I could probably go through this morning and I could begin to ask publicly or privately, the word Thanksgiving. What's the first thought that comes to your mind? Well, now, for some today, they would probably think turkey. I mean, let's just be honest. We hear the word Thanksgiving, and we think turkey, and we think stuffing, and we think pumpkin pie, and all the good things that we come together and celebrate, as certainly as a meal or as a family. We also, as we think about Thanksgiving, we think about families getting together, and certainly that's a part of our culture, and I'm not preaching against those things. Please don't misunderstand me. I even have on a pair of pumpkin pie socks today that somebody got me, so, hey, I'm celebrating too. I thought about it this as I was studying for our service today. What do you think of when you hear the word Thanksgiving? Again, we think about the meal, we think about family time, and again, that's part of our culture. But when we begin to consider the Bible, and of course, today, especially this great psalm that we have before us, let us take the Thanksgiving test and see if we are demonstrating true thanksgiving unto our God and to our Savior, because He's the one that ultimately deserves our thanksgiving, our praise, our worship, our service, and certainly all that we are today because of Him. And that psalm, this psalm here today, reminds us well of that very fact. So I want to, for a few moments this morning, just simply for all of us to evaluate our own hearts and our own lives and just take a simple Thanksgiving test here this morning. Now, again, this is not to discourage you from thinking about the turkey and all that, the things that go along with it. But help us today, Lord, that we would truly be thankful, not one day a year, not one season a year, but every day that God allows us to live, we ought to be thankful. Because, again, God has been so good to each and every one of us here today. And so I want us to think about here the Thanksgiving test. Now, as you think about Psalm 100, some seem to think that the Jews this was penned to be sung with her thank offering. And you go back to the book of Leviticus and look at that. We're not going to do all that today. And that it would be sung during that thanks offering that they would give unto the Lord for the harvest of the season. Also, some look at it as prophetic. Of course, looking to the time when the Lord Jesus will, of course, set up and rule and reign from Jerusalem for 1,000 years. And of course, talking about all the lands singing praises unto God. And again, we're not going to necessarily deal with all that this morning. I just want to draw some thoughts out of this particular psalm today and take a simple Thanksgiving test. Number one, I want you to notice from our text this morning from verse number 1, where the Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Number one, in this Thanksgiving test, I thought about this. First of all, today, do we have lips that shout and sing praise unto our God? God has given us a lips, and God's given us a voice. And notice in the first part of this psalm, he's talking about making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Can I say today that he deserves our praise? Can I say today that he deserves our worship? Can I say today that he's worthy of our thanksgiving? Can I say this morning that he's worthy that we would lift up our voices in praise unto the living God, to the one, thank God, this morning that loved you and I so much that he was willing to go to the cross of Calvary and lay down his life and pay our sin debt that you and I so severely owed, but yet he was willing to take my place and he was willing to take your place and pay that debt, thank God, that nobody else could pay. Thank God the Bible says without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. There's no way, my friend, today to be right in the sight of Almighty God without his precious blood being applied unto your life. I'm glad today for a man by the name of Jesus. I'm thankful for a place called Calvary. I'm thankful today, thank God, there's an empty tomb. I'm glad there's a living Savior. I'm glad there's an intercessor today that's making intercession for me. I'm glad, thank God, he's my great high priest. I'm glad, thank God, he's my all in all. I'm glad he's the one, thank God, that forgave me when nobody else could. I'm glad he's the one that can lift me up when I'm down. I'm glad he's the one this morning that can encourage me when I'm discouraged. I'm glad he's the one, thank God, that can point me in the direction that I need to go. I'm glad he's the one, thank God, that I can talk to in the midnight hour. I'm glad he's the one, hallelujah, that understands when I don't understand. I'm glad he's the one this morning, thank God, that's gone away to prepare a place for me and is coming again one day to receive me unto himself. Thank God that where he's at, I can be also. Hallelujah this morning. Thank God we ought to praise him with our lips this morning. Is that not what the Bible says? Let's take a little Thanksgiving test. What do we talk about the most? Oh my, it's getting quiet now. I figured it would. That's all right. As we take this Thanksgiving test this morning and we look at this particular psalm, notice what the psalmist says again, to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. In other words, lips that shout and sing praises unto our God. That word joyful, as it's used in the text, it literally means to shout. Now, I know some of us Reserved Baptists don't like to think about that word shout much. But could I say today it's biblical? It's biblical to shout praises unto our God. Oh, preacher, I'm just not made up that way. Well, there'll be a day that you will shout. If you're truly, genuinely saved by the grace of God, when you get to that place called heaven, I believe you'll have no other choice. I believe, thank God, there'll be a shout that will roll from your lips and from your lungs. You say, preacher, we won't have all that there. Well, listen, all I know is we'll have a body likened to Christ, and I believe we'll praise him and thank him and shout unto him for all eternity. thank God this morning in this Thanksgiving test. Do we have lips that now shout and sing praises unto our God? I want you to notice in the text this morning, in verse number one, that word make. I want you to understand something today. That's a choice. You and I will choose who we talk about. We will choose who we decide to praise. It will be up to me. It will be up to you. And as I've already said this morning, He's the one that's worthy of our praise, our worship, and to lift up our voices and thank Him and praise Him for His goodness and His grace toward each and every one of us here today. You say, well, preacher, things are not going my way. Well, I'd say probably 99.9% of the congregation would probably say that. Everything's not perfect in your life. Everything's not perfect in my life. Everything's not perfect in my family. Everything's not perfect in your family today. But I'm glad there is something that is perfect within me. And that's the person of the Holy Spirit. That's the salvation in which I so enjoy today. And so we ought to have lips. As we take this Thanksgiving test, do we truly have lips today that sing and shout and praise Him this morning? Now, again, we talk about a lot of different things in life, and there's a lot to talk about. But how much time do we really spend thanking Him and praising Him? Not ourselves, but Him. Notice it's a choice. I like Ephesians 5, verses 19 and 20. The Bible says, speaking to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Verse number 20, giving thanks always. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so, whether it's Old Testament or New Testament, the Bible is calling upon you and I to use our lips to give Him praise and honor and glory. Why? Because He's worthy of it. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Now, notice here in using our lips to give Him shout and to sing praises. Notice again that joyful noise. That word joyful means an acclamation of joy. It means rejoicing. And as I've already said, it means shouting. And then notice who that is supposed to be directed to. We find that also in verse number 1. Unto the Lord. And notice that not to man, but unto the Lord. Again, why? Because He's the only one worthy of our praise and our adoration. So as we take this little Thanksgiving test the Sunday before Thanksgiving, do I? And that's the way each of us ought to approach the question this morning. Do I use my lips to shout and sing praises unto my Heavenly Father? If not, then maybe today each of us need to consider certainly what we are talking about and who we are praising and who we are worshiping. Unfortunately, not everybody sitting in the church is truly worshiping Him like they should. Amen. And I have to put myself right there sometimes. Sometimes we come in with so many things on our hearts and our minds, and then we're not focused on Him. And I'll get into that a little bit later in this psalm. But I'll tell you, thank God, we ought to come in ready to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Why? Because He is worthy. So today, as we take this test of Thanksgiving, do we use our lips to praise Him, to worship Him, to sing praises to Him, to shout unto Him, or do we use our lips to complain and murmur? Oh, I find myself, if I'm not careful, complaining and murmuring. Listen, there's not a one of us in here today that can't find something that we're not satisfied with. Why? Because that's human nature. Everything's not going to be perfect in your life. Everybody's not going to love you. Everybody's not going to line up with you. Everybody's not going to be your friend. Now, that's unfortunate, but that's just the facts. And so you can find things to complain and murmur about. Or you can just decide in your heart today, you know what, God, you've been so good to me. God, you've been so good to me despite all of the troubles and the trials and all the folks that I don't get along with or whatever the situation. Hey, God, you've still been good to me. God, you've blessed me. God, you've saved me. God, you've redeemed me. God, you've supplied everything that I've needed for this day. Thank God, I'll tell you, we ought to praise Him today. The Bible talks a lot about contentment. I don't have time to get into all that this morning, but I see a lot of discontented people. You know, one of the things as pastor or trying to pastor a flock of people is somehow in your, we are wired to want to please everybody. Well, I found out a long time ago that wasn't going to work. I found out first and foremost, if I'll please Him, if I focus my heart and my attention on Him and pleasing Him and praising Him, then everything else will fall into place. Again, everybody's not going to love you. Everybody's not going to get along with you. You're not going to agree with everybody. But at the end of the day, if you're saved and redeemed and we're brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to just go ahead and praise Him this morning. Notice He says, all ye lands. There's a lot being done in America and a lot being said in America today, but I'm afraid a lot of it doesn't have anything to do with using our lips to praise Him. He's worthy of our praise today, by the way. So as we take this Thanksgiving test this morning, I just wonder, as I look at my own heart and my own life and consider my own speech and my own talk, am I truly thankful? Or do I find myself complaining and murmuring more than I am thanking Him and praising Him? You say, well, preacher, I don't like that much. Well, I'm just trying to pull some things right out of the Scriptures that'll help us if we'll consider them today. Now, when you think about Thanksgiving, you'll sit down this week and most of you will have turkey and stuffing and potatoes and all the pumpkin pie and all the good stuff, and that's wonderful. And we'll say our Thanksgiving prayer, which we should. But it ought to be our lifestyle. It ought to be our lifestyle to thank Him. So the first test is, do we have lips that shout and sing praises unto Him? Secondly, let us look in verse number 2. The Bible says, serve the Lord with gladness, not sadness. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. So the second question in our test this morning is, not only do we use our lips to sing praises and to shout unto Him and give Him thanks, but secondly today, do we have a life that is ready to serve Him? How can we show our thanksgiving and our appreciation unto our Savior today? Not only by lip service, and listen, that's part of it, but secondly today, do we have a life that is ready and willing and glad to serve Him? Now let me say something this morning. Not only is He worthy of praise and adoration and worship, but He's worthy that you and I would commit our lives to serving Him. How are we going to show our appreciation? How are we going to show our thanks? Well, again, we use that word love, and we say, Lord, I sure do love you, but... Amen. And here's when the buck comes in, when it comes time to serve. Lord, I love you, but I don't have time. Lord, I'd be faithful, but. Lord, I'd do this, or I'd sing in the choir, but Lord, I would teach a Sunday school class, but Lord, I would call my neighbors and invite them to church. But I'm telling you today, friend, we're going to show our appreciation and our thanksgiving unto our Savior today by our willingness to be ready to serve and to do that with gladness today and not with sadness. I don't have to do what I'm doing this morning. I kind of do in some ways because He called me to do it. But I don't do it just to be doing it. Oh no, I can find something else to do. And so could you. But God's been good to me. I've already said God saved me and redeemed me. I get to go to heaven one day. That means I don't have to go to hell. That means I'm not going to hell. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Bible says we've been bought with a price. Not just any price, but with the precious blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this morning in this Thanksgiving, oh yes, we'll have the meal. Yes, we'll say the Thanksgiving prayer. But friend, it needs to go way beyond that this morning. It needs to be a life that is committed to serving the one that loved us and died for us and saved us and redeemed us. We ought to want to serve Him today, my friend. You say, preacher, how could I serve Him? However He wants you to serve Him. There's something for everybody to do. And everybody that's a member of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church ought to be involved in the work of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. Amen. Everybody ought to be involved in the work of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. That's a member of Pleasant Grove Baptist Church. And if not, and you need to be a member, you ought to be a member and get involved. Notice again, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Again today, not only lips, a lips today that shout and sing praises, but a life that is ready to serve. The word serve, as it's used in the text here in verse number 2, the first word says serve. That means to work. It means to labor, and it also has the idea to enslave. And that's not in a bad way, but that's just committing our lives to serving the true and the living God. Has God done anything for you? Has God blessed you? Has God helped you? Has God answered a prayer for you? I'm telling you today, friend, if He has, we ought to be willing to serve Him and to do it not with sadness, but with gladness. Be glad to do it, my friend. Because Jesus was glad to do what He done for you. The book of Hebrews teaches us for the joy that was set before Him, enduring the cross and despising the shame. He gladly. Oh, if we could get a hold of this morning, church. He gladly laid down His life. He gladly gave Himself. He gladly bled and died. He gladly suffered this morning so that you and I could be redeemed and have a relationship with the true and the living God. We ought to want to serve Him with gladness. So our second question in our Thanksgiving test is not only is there lips to sing praises and shout and worship Him, but a life that is ready to serve. Notice again the word serve, to work, to labor, to enslave. Also look to who we are to serve, and that would be the Lord. You're not doing it for me, you're doing it for Him. I'm not doing this for you, I'm doing this for Him. And I understand today that we are beneficiaries to other people's service, and thank God for that. But friend, the ultimate reason why we serve, the ultimate reason why we do what we do, the ultimate reason why we preach the Word of God, the ultimate reason why teachers teach and singers sing and people pray is to serve the One that saved us and redeemed us by His good grace. If it's cleaning the church, serve it, do it with gladness. If it's being an usher, do it with gladness. It's being a greeter, do it with gladness. If it's a teacher, do it with gladness. If it's singing in the choir, do it with gladness. If it's counting the money, do it with gladness. If it's playing the instruments, do it with gladness. If it's being a prayer warrior in the church, do it with gladness. Is that not what the Bible says? People don't want to go into a Sunday school class if the teacher's always murmuring and complaining. People don't want to sit and hear a preacher that's murmuring and complaining all the time. Amen, preacher, amen. Well, I've got to go to church, or I've got to do this, or I've got to do that. You don't have to do a thing. Somebody said all you got to do is live and pay taxes and die. And if you live, you'll have to pay taxes. If you don't, they come knocking on your door. Somehow or another, you're going to have to pay taxes. And you're going to die. What are you going to do in between? We ought to serve the Lord with gladness. We ought to show our thanksgiving to Him, not only today, but every day. And a willingness to serve Him with gladness. To be a witness and a light. What's He called us to be in the New Testament? He's called us to be salt and He's called us to be light. And by His good grace and His help, that's what everyone should of us desire to be to those around us, that we might point them to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. If you're a deacon, you ought to do it with gladness. You're on the building committee, as tough as it is, you ought to do it with gladness. I didn't get no amens right there, so... And it's not always easy to do it with gladness. We ought to serve Him with gladness. Why? Because it shows an appreciation. We can say I love you all we want to, but it's when we show that love that it makes the difference. Are we truly thankful? As we take this Thanksgiving test, do we have this morning lips that's just going to thank Him and praise Him and shout and sing? Do we have a life that is ready to serve? Again, the word serve, to work, to labor, to enslave, the word to who we are to serve is the Lord. And again, how we should serve, and again, with gladness. The word gladness, as it's used in the text this morning, it means gleeful. It means joyful. It means merry, hearted, rejoicing. That kind of serving will make a difference in people's life. If you mow the yard, you ought to do it with gladness. Amen. I don't have to, I get to. See, that changes the perspective of serving altogether. But here's the Baptist church way. We'll let somebody else do it. Now, granted, everybody's not called to preach. Not everybody necessarily has the ability to teach. And Lord knows there's some of us that can't sing a lick. We try sometimes, but it just don't come out real good. We'd love to, Miss Lucille, but sometimes it just don't come out real good. But everybody can do something. Everybody can do something, and we ought to do it with gladness. Lord, I'm just glad to be here. Huh? I'm just glad to be here. I'm just glad that you thought enough of me, that you loved me enough, that you'd save me, and then you'd allow me to be a part of a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church, and that you'd want me to do something for the glory of Almighty God. That's what He wants us to do. So as we take the Thanksgiving test, Do I serve Him with gladness? Now, there's times that maybe I don't. I told my wife the other night, I said, do I have to go to that meeting? She said, well, you're the pastor. I guess you ought to be there. There are some Sundays I stand in this pulpit and I think, what am I doing here? I'm just being honest. There's times the peanut truck still looks pretty good. But what a difference it makes if we serve with gladness. See, people pick up on that. If you look at your family and say, we got to go to church today, you're not giving those children much of an impression of your importance of being here. I'm just trying to help you. What do you think of when you think of Thanksgiving? All turkeys, ham. When we think of Thanksgiving, we ought to think about the one who's made everything in our life possible. We ought to have lips that want to praise Him. We ought to have a life that wants to serve Him. It doesn't have to serve Him, but wants to serve Him. Lord, what would you have me to do? Be as Isaiah was. Lord, here am I, send me. Because look at it in this light. Somebody out there may be waiting on you. Have you ever looked at it like that? Somebody may be waiting on you. You say, preacher, what do you mean? Somebody may be waiting on you to tell them about this Jesus that has saved you and redeemed you. There may be somebody on the other side of the door that's just waiting for somebody to invite them to the house of God. Do you know how most people end up coming to church? Somebody invites them. People don't usually just show up out of the blue. Now, sometimes that happens, and I'm thankful for that. But in most cases, somebody invites them to church. I want to just by a show of hands this morning, how many in here started coming to church because somebody invited you to church? Raise them high. I want people to see. Because somebody invited you to church. That's a pretty good number. You say, well, preacher, I invited them. Invite them again. Serve the Lord with gladness. And then there's some other things in this text that I'm not going to get into them this morning. But I do want to, I'll share the thoughts with you, and then I may come back and fill in with the particular thoughts tonight in taking this Thanksgiving test. But the first two things we see mentioned is our lips and our life. If we're truly thankful today, let's use them. Let's use them to bring honor and glory to God. And then the third thing is leaning on our knowledge of God. And we see that in verses 3. In verse number 3, and then in verse number 4, we find a longing to be in His house. Notice in verse 4, and then we find in verse 5, we do it because the Lord is good. Is there anybody in here today that could agree with me that the Lord is good? So I wonder if we take this little Thanksgiving test this morning. Do we pass the test? Or probably the most of us would have to say and admit there's some things I need to work on. Lord, let me use my lips and my voice to thank you and praise you. Lord, a life that is ready with gladness to serve, a longing for the knowledge of God, of being faithful to His house because He is good. Now, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ today in a free pardon of sin, then friend, the first thing you need to do is accept the gift of salvation. Why? Because He loves you and He died for you just as He did for me. So if you don't know Him today, friend, I want to invite you to Calvary. And if you're saved today, let the Holy Spirit of God speak to your heart. And are we truly using our lips and our lives to show thanksgiving unto Him? If not, maybe we need to come and say, Lord, help me. I don't want to complain and murmur and whine. I want to thank you because you've been so good to me. Let's stand to our feet all over the building. Brother Scotty, come get us a song. Father, we sure do love you this morning. We thank you and praise you for Calvary. Thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Thank you for this time together around the Word of God. Thank you for this great psalm. And Lord, there's no possible way that I can begin to totally expound upon the greatness and the goodness of this wonderful psalm. But Lord, help each of us today to consider in our own hearts and our own lives. Father, are we doing that truly shows you thanksgiving? Are we truly thankful? Lord, thank you for the time that we can gather with our families and the meals and all the things that you so graciously provide for us. But Lord, help each of us today to truly not do it just one time of year, but Lord, that each of us, each and every day, would be thankful for the day and the blessings of it. And Lord, we'd use our lips and our life to expound upon that relationship that we have with you and tell others and teach others about your goodness and your grace. I pray that you'll take the invitation today, and I pray that you'll speak to hearts. I pray most of all, if there's someone here today, and Lord, they've never accepted you as Savior, I pray today would be that day. And Lord, they could go out of here rejoicing and thanking you for being saved and redeemed. And then, Lord, as Christians, help each of us to evaluate, Lord, our own hearts. And Lord, I'd have to be the first to admit today there's times that I'm truly not as thankful as I should be. And I pray that you'd help us to, Lord, look into our own hearts and our own lives and realize just how good you've been to us and what you mean to us, and use our lips and our lives to proclaim the good news of the gospel to others around us. Take the invitation, use it, help us to be obedient. And it's in Christ's name we do pray.